Earth Ethics. It's the everyday work of Corinna Gore, the eldest daughter of former Vice President Al Gore. Corinna Gore will be the featured speaker and guest this Saturday for All Species Day at Southern Vermont College in Bennington, Vermont. She is now the director of the Center for Earth Ethics in New York City.
The Center for Earth Ethics is at Union Theological Seminary. So it's in a place where we study religion and reach out to faith-based activists a lot. So we're doing that on behalf of ecology and ecological justice and climate change and trying to have better culture and policies to protect the natural world.
How do you do that? You travel around the world and you speak to certain organizations. How do you get people involved in the ethics of the earth?
It's changing the dialogue and the discourse, the way that we talk about things. For instance, water. Water sometimes is talked about like a resource and an object, and it's different if you think of it as an element and consider that many cultures in the past and some religious traditions think of it as a sacred element. That can really change the way that we think about how much we allow pollution to go into water, about whether or not we want it to be commodified. And so that's one thing that the Center for Earth Ethics can do to contribute. We do some classes, we do some workshops, some public programming, and we also like to go outside of the walls of the seminary and the academy and really connect to people working on the front lines in their own communities to share ideas and provide support.
Very often when we talk about Earth and the environment and climate change, it's a scientific discussion, but it seems like you want to move that away, not away from the science, but include ethics in the talk of science.
Yes, definitely. We feel that the issue of climate change is really about more than science and economics. It's about who we are, the meaning of life. It has implications for our obligations to each other across both space and time, future generations, people on the other side of the world. And so it's really something that deserves and warrants an ethical analysis. Anyone can do it from his or her own innate sense of right and wrong, but also there are wisdom traditions and faith traditions that give us the tools to be able to approach it ethically.
You've mentioned faith and faith-based several times. Is this something that should be talked about from the pulpit?
Yes, I think that it is being talked about a little bit more from the pulpit. Certainly, it is a conversation that one would expect to be had in churches, in religious communities. But of course, there have been many very important moral issues in the past that took a little while to get into the pulpit, or were rather not always engaged in mainstream pulpits. And I think that it's the same with this, but we're seeing it start to change. And it is important for religious and spiritual leaders to be involved. But we also, as you can tell from the name Center for Earth Ethics, have a very broad view of faith-based. So people who are spiritual but not religious, even people who are agnostic or even atheist but believe in something larger than themselves or believe in the right and wrong, can engage in earth ethics in their own way.
There's been talk on the campaign trail so far of hydraulic fracturing, of fossil fuels. Are you hearing enough? It's still the primary season, but are you hearing enough about these issues from the candidates, both Republicans and Democrats?
I don't think we're hearing enough about these issues from Republican candidates. I do think that we're hearing about them from Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders. I've heard, and often I find that early on, I was watching some of the debates, and they were when Governor O'Malley was in them as well. There was a lot of talk about climate change, but it didn't always get reported. It wasn't always what was picked out and put in the headlines about what happened in the debate. So I think we have to make changes on a few levels, including what we deem as important when we're doing this kind of discourse.
The event you'll be speaking at in Vermont is called All Species Day. It's an All Species Day event. We often look at issues of climate change, etc., as something that affects humans, of course, but this is an All Species Day event. What do you hope to bring to this discussion when it comes to all species?
Well, I'm very excited about that focus, actually, because One of the things when we study theology at the seminary and the Center for Earth Ethics is it comes up that that in a lot of the Judeo-Christian tradition of Genesis, that human beings are separate and superior to the rest of the natural world, that we have dominion. And there's a different way to interpret that, whereby there's stewardship and we recognize our interconnection and interdependence with the whole rest of the natural world. And that goes for all species. So I think that it's really important to honor and respect these other living beings that we share the world with for a few reasons. One could be just recognizing their intrinsic value on their own. And another is that we are connected in a way that if the birds start dying, for instance, and the fish start dying, that's a sign that we're doing something wrong that will eventually affect us. And I think that we need to be better stewards and really more conscious and cognizant and grateful for all of these, all the beauty of the natural world around us and our responsibility to it.
Corinna Gore is the eldest daughter of former Vice President Al Gore and is now the director of the Center for Earth Ethics at Union Theological Seminary in New York City. She will be the featured guest and speaker at Saturday's All Species Day events at Southern Vermont College in Bennington.